Doctors treating Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin say he has made remarkable improvement over the last 24 hours and appears to be neurologically intact 3 days after his heart stopped during the Monday night football game.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus is on our news line. Doctor, what does neurologically intact mean?
Well, what it means is he can move his arms, his legs to commands. Move your right arm, move your left arm, move your right leg. What it doesn't yet mean is that is all the cognition there. And that's what we have to figure out when they take the tube out. So his requirements for breathing are less. He's not requiring the machine as much. But when they have it out, they can start to query him and see, was there any issue with the lack of blood to the brain during that period? And are there any cognitive effects that are left? That's the big question.
Was quick work by the medical staff on the field key here? They got his heart started right away?
Well, that's the key. Is every minute you delay getting the heart restarted increases the death rate by 10%. And so, you know, the good is there were medical people on the sideline. They came in, they administered CPR. The big question is, how long was it till they can get effective blood flow to the brain? And the way to do that is to, you know, jolt the heart with electricity. And, you know, how long did that take till that happened? And that's what we don't know, is how much time did his brain not have oxygen?
Now, Hamlin's only 24. Doctor, could his cardiac arrest point to a previously unknown condition?
Anything's possible. I mean, the likely is that this, it was a luck of the draw, got hit at the right exact moment when the heart was beating. And when you get hit in the chest with a hit like that, it's energy, 50 joules, and that's what caused the arrhythmia. But anything is certainly possible. The good is he's 24. You can recover from things at 24 that people of my age and your age have difficulty recovering from.
Does this young man face a long recovery, and is there a chance he could play professional football again?
Well, you know, if you're able to shock a person right away with these conditions, they can actually play weeks later, and that's been seen before. You know, there are about 30 cases of this a year in the United States, and it's mainly in kids who are hit with, you know, baseball during Little League and all where this happens. And if they're resuscitated right away, yes, they can get back to playing. And obviously that's for a cardiologist to make that decision. But we really need to see, what is the recovery? Did that downtime without oxygen to the brain have any lasting effect? And that's what we don't know yet. It's taken 3 days to get this far, which is a little bit slower than I'd like. But the fact that there's been a good recovery today, that's certainly uplifting and gives us some hope.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.